6 degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Tennessee Republican Congressman Andy Ogles has lost his GOP primary despite backing from President Donald Trump. WPLN's Mariana Baca-Yao reports on the candidate who beat the incumbent.
A former Tennessee Agriculture Commissioner, Charlie Hatcher outfundraised Ogles and received late-race endorsements from current and former Tennessee governors. Ogles had fended off a challenge from a better-funded opponent last primary, and he had received an early endorsement from Trump, who campaigned for him during early voting.
He's been a source of inspiration to a lot of people in Congress. They really respect him, and I respect him.
Ogles' defeat coincides with a recent dip in Trump's approval rating in Tennessee, falling 7 percentage points since November. While Hatcher raised more than Ogles, his cash on hand is dwarfed by his Democratic opponent this fall, Columbia Mayor Chas Mulder. He raised nearly twice as much as the GOP candidates combined. And he's benefited from support from the DNC as national Democrats see the seat as vulnerable. Mariana Baca-Yao, WPLN News.
Who will be the doctor participating in Tennessee's next execution? A new decision from the state's highest court says that detail will not be released. Attorneys for the man that Tennessee is set to put to death next want to know if it will be the same doctor who botched a May execution. The Davidson County Chancery Court had granted an order requiring Tennessee's Department of Correction to disclose that information. Fox 17 reports Tennessee's Supreme Court has reversed that decision. Daryl Hines' legal team had wanted to know whether TDOC plans to use Dr. Mark Fowler. He was unable to establish a central line for Tony Carruthers during his scheduled execution in May. The Supreme Court also rejected requests to stay the execution and appoint a third party to consider Hines' constitutional claim. Hines is scheduled to be put to death on Thursday. This is 90.